Yes, it's your hashtag WrestlePals, your weekly dose of .. stupid. And I say weekly, I use that term loosely. Really, what we're becoming is more of what this is. The road to WrestleMania, getting it back on track. It's WrestleMania 9. It may be a vom fest. It may be a bomb fest. It may be wonderful. It may be wonderfully terrible. We're about to find out what happened here. With me, as always, Zach, this was your idea, the road to WrestleMania. Here we are at WrestleMania 9. Just a little while ago, we did 8. So talk to me about how you felt coming out of 8 going into 9.
I don't feel like it was so negative going into 9. I know the very ending of 8 left a sour taste in my mouth with Ultimate Warrior and Hogan and all that bull jive. So I wasn't coming into this as negative as I'd imagine.
Yeah, Joe, where were you at?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think I was negative going into it either. I knew what the end is of WrestleMania 9, so like in the sense of I wasn't necessarily looking forward to that, but I don't think I was coming into it negative to actually watch it.
I'm almost where you guys were. I was nonplussed because of the way 8 ended took me from being excited and geeked up about 9 to going, okay, 9's next. Like,
right.
I wasn't excited. I wasn't going in negative. I was like, you know, there's things I know about 9. I will say this, because of that, I was able to watch 9 for what it was.
Okay.
Without any of the stuff that I already knew about it going in, which I got to say for this one specifically is probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm, I mean, I could definitely just like piggyback off of, I was somewhere in the middle is the best way to say it. In the middle.
Yeah. And I mean, again, I think that's a good place for this one to be, because I think all of us, if we allowed nostalgia to play, we would automatically dump all over it. I mean, if anybody feels differently, I don't mean to speak for all three of us. If anybody feels differently.
You're not speaking like for me, but I will say I went into this knowing, you know, some bits we'll get to, but overall, are we giving overall thoughts at all?
Yeah. Give me your overall thought.
This was a fucking shit show. This was top tier, the worst fucking thing you could have put out.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to God. And I wasn't prepared. I'll be real. I have never really truly watched WrestleMania 9. I think I've watched bits or pieces of it or whatever. But I'll be honest. The majority of this goddamn card are like Saturday night main event mid-card.
Motherfucker, I was going to say that. Fuck you. I was going to say that. It's in my notes.
Like, legitimately, there's nothing about this that ever felt main event-y except one guy, and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally, when I was watching it, I was like, okay, like, this is what it is, but I feel like I got better on Saturday night's main event than what this actually fucking is.
Right.
Like the actual Saturday night's main event during that time was far better than this fucking show.
It's wild. It's wild.
Yeah. So rather than dwell on that, let's just start hopping into points. Anybody who's listened to the road to WrestleMania before knows that we have each gone through and just taken notes on the show, and we're going to point out things. We each have 5 that we're going to give a thumbs up or thumbs down to. And so that means the best a show can do is 15 thumbs up. The worst a show can do is 15 thumbs down. So we'll see where it lands. And look, I have to start here. Normally I would bury it if it was a better, I think if it was a better overall Mania, I probably wouldn't start here. But I feel like, didn't we have reprieve from this in 8, so I didn't have to use it, but then it showed up again in late WCW rest, and I have to do this. I have to, because fuck them. Thumbs down, Brutus Beefcake. I even took some notes on them. Like,
that's our t-shirt, right? It's going to be thumbs down, Brutus Barber briefcake.
Yeah, I think so. So I even actually took some notes here, which I normally just don't even have to explain myself because it's him. But I took a note, worst hot tag ever, question mark.
Oh yeah. There was nothing hot about it.
Yeah.
No.
It was just him.
Now, I wasn't... Oh, I'm good. Continue. Sorry.
I also noted that he did the high knee, which he ended
up... Yes, he did! He did do the high knee.
He did that.
Guys, I don't know if you know this. He was the booty man, and that was his finish as the booty man. The high knee.
I get what you're saying. You're saying high knee.
Yes.
Are you saying Heine or high knee?
Both.
Heine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here's my thing. The Bionic Butt Blood Brother is kind of atrocious. I hate the mask gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the actual match itself between IRS and Ted DiBiase as a tag team against them, because I never knew this. Again, we're talking about, like, this is a retrospective in the fact of, like, I've never gone that far back to pay attention. And now paying attention, IRS was the shit. And I'm talking in the ring and that god-awful promo he gave beforehand. Like, he sounded like Ricky Bobby in his first, like, interview after Talladega Nights. Like, it was kind of atrocious. And all this led to a shit ending where no one really goes over, except we didn't want Hogan to look bad.
Yeah.
Right. And it's amazing that his kids turned out so well in the ring, honestly.
Yeah. Who's his kid?
IRS, the Wyatts. Fucking Bo Dallas and the...
Shut the fuck door.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's his fucking kids.
Wow, I didn't know it was their kids. Wow, put some to shame. even Bo Dallas is better. Wow, good for them.
Yeah. Not a big.
That's
fan
how much IRS means nothing to me.
I guess so.
This in his defense, because I agree. But this is a place where nostalgia could have worked in their favor, but it didn't. Mm-hmm. Because when I was a kid, I remember going, yeah, this is a bad dude. I don't like this guy. I don't pay taxes. I'm 8, but, whatever. I know this is a bad guy, so.
They always coming after my daddy, baby.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, so fuck a beefcake.
Yeah. Fuck beefcake.
All right. Zach?
I'm going thumbs down to an overall of this show that happened pretty much every match. I felt like maybe one or two missed. The officiating in this show was probably the most god-awful, like, the ref doesn't matter, or the ref matters too much, to the fact that none of these matches have any clean finishes. It's either DQs or weird ass, like, count out victories. I'm talking to you, Shawn Michaels. Like, there are so many points. It's funny because when, as a wrestler or even watching wrestling, there's some point in your life that you go, does a ref really matter in these matches? And let me tell you, this show will always be the go-to to say, watch this and see how it's not done. And I get it. Bill Alfonso is one of the referees, and he goes to ECW, does his thing. And I know about this time when they had, like, evil refs and shit like that, but that's really just playing up because they had shitty refs. I absolutely hated every single officiating point in this fucking show.
I took a note, and I wish I would have watched just this match again, just so I could further elaborate on this point. But my note was, Hebner tripped over DiBiase. During
he rolled out of it, though.
Yeah,
he rolled like a champ. He pressed R2 like it was a reversal.
So, all right.
He was on that shit.
All right, Joe?
Okay, well, this is a thumbs down, but it's kind of a twofer, but it's the same guy, okay? Number one, is this when the steroid trials are going on? Because Hogan's about 30 pounds lighter, my friend, number one.
Yes.
So you're not Hulk Hogan to me. So that's already
no. Down, right? This is steroid Hogan.
I think the trials are going on right now.
Yeah, this is the court case and all.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. So that's obviously a thumbs down, but the biggest thumbs down was Hogan's promo. I can't recite the whole fucking thing, but because it's stupid anyway. But the one point that made me say, "Okay, Hogan," he said, and I quote, "or the Jap, brother."
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
That's the
thumbs
biggest
down, bud. Thumbs down, you bigot.
That's the biggest baby face in the company. That is the biggest baby face in the history of professional wrestling.
Are you sure?
Yuck.
Are you sure?
Well,
have you seen his videos?
Yuck.
We're all his bionic butt blood brother.
Yes.
And if you want to see more of that in a techno form, go to Hunter's Pod.
I was going to say, they definitely need to see that. That might need to be a shirt too.
Oh yeah, bionic butt blood brother.
Yeah.
I think we're going to find a theme here of one of the biggest problems with the show, because my next thumbs down, by the way, after one round, negative three thumbs down. my next note, pose off, they lost. Thumbs down. What are you doing?
They lost and then like stole a bag and like, or a briefcase that had IRS forms and money and all that shit.
Yes. 1099. Like,
you guys are the thieves in this situation now.
Yeah. Yeah. People cheering.
Man's trying to file somebody's taxes for somebody. You took his 1040s, his 749Bs, his 1099.
This is his part-time gig, you fuck.
I was going to say, terrible wrestler, great accountant. I mean, don't mess with his day job.
Got me a full refund.
Yeah, see?
Joe, you were six.
Yeah, well, the man's been trying to get after me ever since then, so.
Yeah. Pose off. They lost. I mean, I get it. It's Hogan, but come on. We're at WrestleMania 9. Do we need to do this seriously?
Yeah.
All right. Zach?
Okay, so, look, I can go negatives all day long, but I'm going to keep on going with negatives.
thought he was going to change it. Nope. Swear.
Boy, there are points, thumbs down, in all the matches where I think someone dies. And let me tell you, thumbs down, but maybe thumbs up how you look at it. When the Head Shriekers almost killed Scott Steiner with a stun gun and he flew out the fucking ring and about died.
That's why he's so good at math now. Yes.
Like, I felt like in every match there was some point of that.
Sorry, brother.
Yeah, so thumbs down to the actual wrestling of matches.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big thing about this show.
That's a big one. All right, Joe?
Fucking A. I mean, it's such an obvious one that has to be a thumbs down. Like, what are we doing? This is round two. It's already been too long. Thumbs down, Giant Gonzalez and The Undertaker. What the fuck? Yes. What the actual fuck, man? Like, and not even just Giant Gonzalez himself, but again, going back to the referee jobs, just this match in general. Obviously, this motherfucker hit Taker with a foreign object and a low blow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What the fuck?
Like, well, again, going back to my refereeing, like, the ref saw the low blow.
Right in front of him.
Like, hey, ref, look at what I'm doing. But we're not going to disqualify him here.
And also, I mean, I get that this guy is green as goose shit, but... Yeah. Did somebody not smarten him up and say, hey, man, you're 10 feet tall. You don't need to hit anybody in the nuts.
Yeah.
No.
If there's anything, if you get out there and you forget something or you're lost, whatever you do, just don't punch him in the nuts because you're 8 feet tall.
How about just a chop?
Like,
also, I was thinking about this because like it never popped in my mind until watching it this very time. So I feel like adult, even in 90s, would have thought this empowering this big 8-foot guy, like you said, comes out in a Spirit Halloween bodysuit.
Oh God. Yeah.
Like What are we doing?
Like, honestly, okay, even if his body looks like sour milk, he's still 8 feet tall. He's a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It doesn't matter. You don't need muscles. You're 8 feet tall. You're a killer.
Put him in a singlet or the double singlet or there something like the Andre stuff. But something. To have him come out in fake muscles looking like a Joel Schumacher Batman.
Listen, ridiculous. Not to mention the fake hair that was put on his body.
What are you doing?
Like, what is happening?
You know, Vince McMahon said, "Oh, that's great. I love it.
Such good shit.
Yeah.
I love the fake hair."
Oh, so terrible. So terrible.
Absolutely.
My note on that match was just, oh, fuck, Giant Gonzalez.
It's happening. That's
all I could muster. And I forgot this on Joe's first one where Hogan goes full racist. My note there was Hogan's first run of too much sushi.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It always comes back around, too.
It always does. Always does. Okay. There are a couple positives here that I'd like to throw out.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to do this.
Details?
In 7... They trotted out a theme. You know, they went All-American. And, yes. You know, I didn't like it, but at least it was a theme. I really do like this theme. I thought that was a fun thing. It set a nice tone. It failed miserably, and it missed a whole bunch. But
100%.
But I thought the idea of, you know, a Roman toga party, like just Rome, that was fun for me. I like that, so I give that a thumbs up.
I'm gonna piggyback on that where I did like the theme, but what was kind of funny to me is like midway through the show, just watching everything happen, I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? This would suit a SummerSlam.
Absolutely.
Like this would suit a different show, a Survivor Series, a Royal Rumble. Like I even think the Royal Rumble used like a Caesar type atmosphere one of their shows. But like I wish it was better presented because like they even say at the beginning, they're like, oh, there's 16,000 people here, bitch. You got 10 tops. There ain't no way those bleachers hold 16,000 people. I don't care what you're telling me, but I did love that kind of like different look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different look. It was fine. I didn't really have a note on it. I was just like, okay, cool.
I also noted Fincus Maximus.
Yes, like, and I thought that too. Once he was shot, I was like, he's the only motherfucker on this show that had some goddamn dumb Roman name.
Yep.
Everybody else was fine, like Razor Ramon. You didn't get Razorus Maximus.
Yeah, he was just Razor Ramon, the bad guy. So, all right, Zach.
Thumbs down, Razor Ramon. Backlund. Why is this happening? Both of them. Both of them look like they didn't know why they were out there. It was like backstage, Vince was like, oh, we need more time to kill. Razor, you're dressed, go. Okay, he comes out and he's waiting. And then out of nowhere, Bob Backlund just runs out and like does a couple of his little fucking knee gimmicks. And then they have the worst chemistry in the world. Like this was absolutely the worst match in WrestleMania history.
The worst squash match I've ever seen.
Ever, because it didn't make sense. I didn't know who truly was the bad guy because Razor was over as the face.
Backlund, fucking little 5 foot tall Backlund is beating the shit out of 7 foot tall Razor Ramon.
Yeah, hated it.
Flipping him, throwing him, all that shit. Like, okay, so Razor's no longer a fucking
hated it.
Joe.
Well, that was going to be my next one, but that's okay. I'll go with this one because the crowd they're all fucking idiots. And the reason being, in the main event, they were chanting USA. Bret Hart is from Canada, you idiots. Thumbs down. thumbs fucking down.
I remember us saying that kind of stuff on your wrestling show back in the day of being like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yes. He's from Canada. Clearly he's from Canada.
You he dummies. Comes out
with the Canadian flag. I mean, you are fucking stupid.
Okay, really quickly, speaking of the crowd, because like I said, like coming into this, this card is not stacked. And the way that they made like that tag team match with Hogan seem, they made it seem like that was made within a week.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like a long build. Only Brutus had the long build. Here's my question to you guys. Were majority of these tickets given away at hotels?
Probably.
That's my, because no one seemed like a real wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Like even when that Tom, was it Pattingale or whatever the fuck
Todd,
his name is?
Todd Pettingill.
Like he's, yeah, like he's in the crowd talking to people. Those one times where these guys act like they're wrestling or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? Why are we here?
What are we doing?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So you guys will be happy to hear that with my one thumbs up, this show is still at a negative eight.
No, it's about right.
Way on pace. Let's continue.
What round are we in?
This is coming into the fourth.
Fourth.
So,
gotcha.
I gotta go here. Another negative. Thumbs down. The post-main bullshit. What?
I was waiting for you to give it because of your boy.
Yeah. What the hell, man? Like, so Brett loses the championship. Yoko wins. Hogan basically throws down, hey, whoever wins, I got next. Which,
right.
Fuck off, Hogan. Like,
also, hold on. Before you say that, why the fuck is random Hulk Hogan able to say, like, I got who's next?
Yeah.
But B, he gets the promo before the main event?
Yep.
Like, I don't get a promo with Yoka and his guy. I don't get a promo of Brett. I get Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. What is this?
Yeah.
Like, I, if you did not watch it, like, if I came in, matched, like, actual show starting, not with video packages. If I came in just when the show was starting and got all the way to the end, I would have never at once thought Bret Hart was WWF champion.
Nope.
That entire show.
Nope. Nope. Not at all. Nope.
Yeah.
And this is the crazy part. Like, again, I was a kid, man, and I still believed. Like, it was
right.
It was still real to me, damn it.
Right.
Even I, at that point, went, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
in real life, like when I was however old I was, what the
right.
fuck is this? Why is this happening? Don't do right. this. This is dumb. Are you kidding? Like,
this is kind of preposterous.
You're talking about a dude who loved Doink the Clown. Like, and I'm not willing to, you know, go along with Hogan just running out and then Brett going, yeah, sure, I lost. Go get in there. And then,
yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. Like, it's just, there's a bunch. Okay. So as wrestling goes, like the last show ended in a DQ and no one, like, just because Ultimate Warrior came running out doesn't mean anybody went home happy.
Yeah.
Like that was a shit show. So in my mind, when they booked this, they kind of booked themselves in the same pattern where it was like, oh no, we have a heel champion. We have never had a true heel win at WrestleMania. And it's like they didn't want to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah.
So they were like, what can we do? Well, Hogan's doing us the favor of coming in because we're suing him. and now, fucking let's have him win the WWF title so he doesn't sue us some more. Like, it's like they get so gun shy of not letting Hogan, like, pass the torch that they fucking keep giving it back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty accurate.
Yep. And it was disheartening then, and it was disheartening now. Like, it was just, you know, again, I knew it was coming, but I'm like, oh man, like, first I got to watch my guy lose, and then I got to go watch this shit bag come in and be like, yeah, it's mine now.
Like, mine now, bitches.
Big bootleg drop.
I'm going to cuck that belt. Do you think that, like, because of everything going on with the lawsuits and stuff like that, like, Vince wasn't paying attention to the product.
That's a very high probability, man, because you look at this show, like, it sure as fuck seems that way, doesn't it?
It just seems like they were like, okay, we booked the place, we got where we're going, we got the theme, but, like, as a card goes down, like, especially with how meticulous this motherfucker is now with, like, shit, you're telling me you okayed Crush coming on this show? Because let me tell you.
He may have, Crush was a big guy. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was did you see Gonzalez with his fucking Halloween suit?
I did. Yeah. Vince approved that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Zach?
I'm going to give a thumbs up.
Hey.
I am going to give a thumbs up. And I really enjoyed, besides Caesar and Cleopatra, because I'm just like, you're not here. You're not real now. Like, I don't need actors. Unless if you're going to get beat up in the ring, I don't need you to portray like you're a real fucking person. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'll give props to the intros to Bobby and Macho Man and also Bobby and Macho Man on commentary, because those boys worked hard that night.
Yeah.
And to piggyback on this thumbs up, we get our first, like, wrestling host. Like, the host of WrestleMania was Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah.
And immediately when I thought that, I was like, oh, man, that kind of gives me flashback of, like, when The Rock hosted WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still, like, when The Rock did it, I remember watching that just being like, well, why the fuck is he hosting? No one hosts. Yeah, they do. Fucking Gorilla Monsoon did it.
I'll say this too, like, just to kind of add to your points, like, to that one specifically, my first note was, now again, this was a shit show, but, like,
yes,
the way they put the card together as far as, like, the matches, like the wins and wears, it felt a lot like how they do book current Manias, like a main event somewhere in the middle and then a main event at the end, as opposed, like, it felt the way they build the current, well, maybe not like the last couple, but because they're doing the 2-day gimmick now. But
right
before that, you know, like where you build to one thing and then you bring it back down and build back up to the main. And again, like it was a terrible swing because it didn't work. It was awful. I had a note on Heenan. At one point, he goes, "You got that Hawaiian temper going on Crush." What the fuck is a Hawaiian temper?
A whole Jesus lot of racism Christ. Going on.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck this.
All right, Joe?
Well, I was also going to say commentary was top-notch. That was one of my notes. But yeah, I think commentary was something that saved this show, at least from not being totally abysmal.
Right.
I am going to go with a thumbs up, though, because it was pretty fucking sick. It was the Tower of Doom that was turned into a power slam. That was pretty fucking sick, bud.
Yeah.
Thumbs up for that.
I wasn't ready for that. Like, he had him in the electric chair drop, and when he jumped and fucking turned his body to it, I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he died. But he didn't. So.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
No one died. The other Steiner died.
Wow. So.
Oh, he did die.
The last
Steiner
two.
Steiner died?
No.
Rick Steiner's alive. No, I'm sorry. Never mind.
The last two rounds.
It's NXT 2.0 that died. My bad.
Oh.
The last two rounds cancel each other out. So we are at six thumbs down currently going into the last round.
Okay.
Now I got to figure out, do I want to do a thumbs up on the way out or a thumbs down?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have like a thumbs up, I think. I don't know. Anytime this shows up, I feel like I have to point this out. Even though, again, it's hard to judge something with today's standards on the past, but it definitely, anytime this happens on wrestling shows of the past, anytime we watch the Manias, the one time we watch the late WCW to rest, that gimmick, do we have to be gross when women show up?
Nope.
Thumbs down.
You don't have to.
Why does that different have to, why does that have to be a thing?
There's no excuse for it. That's for sure. Different time. Again, that's not an excuse for it, but like they got away with that shit all the time back then. And obviously the Attitude Era, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from, but it's just a fucking thing, man.
Yeah.
Well, I like you just said, it's a thing of its time. I mean, yeah, I'm not like condoning it or anything like that.
No, of course.
But like in its time, everybody fucking like the other day I was watching on 2222 Tuesday. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on Taboo Tuesday. And the fucking first thing that pops up is like, okay, vote what kind of match you want these girls to be in. And it's fucking like a pillow match, a schoolgirl match. It's like legitimately all some way to dress them up in some kind of outfit. And like, it brought me back being like, holy shit, there is a time period where like, this is what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't condone it, obviously. I mean, it is a thing of its time, and I know everybody in their current time or that current time acted however they did, but like it is kind of off-putting watching those kind of things now.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think sometimes it slipped through the cracks on the first eight Manias, but when you get to something that's as awful as this, and like you're like grasping for anything to kind of take a note of, and then it's like, oh man, now this too, cool. I've already got shit reffing, I've already got shit booking, I've already got, you know, terrible matches,
racism,
like cool. Now I got this too, great.
Right. So this wasn't a show to lift us.
No, not at all.
This definitely wouldn't make a deprogrammed show where you want to have somebody watch it.
No. And if somebody did, I would boot them off the panel immediately. Yeah, just be like, get out. Gone. You're done. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right. Zach?
You know, I hate to do this. I'm going thumbs down.
No, you don't.
Yep.
No, you don't.
I hate to do it. Look, no, we talk about the main events. We talked about all these things and stuff like that. But I got to be honest. So, like, Doink versus Crush is absolutely the fucking worst. I hate that Doink's acting like he's the Joker from 1966 Batman show. I hate Crush because he's the fattest strong man you've ever seen in your goddamn life. The pile driver that Crush took in that was the slowest, ugliest fucking thing that could have ever been exist. And then you do the twin magic with another Doink, and the one Doink sweating his fucking balls off, and you couldn't even perform this right. Like, you couldn't do it where the other Doink rolls under, and then the other one comes out, gets the shit kicked out of him, and then the other Doink shows back up, pins him. None of that. No. We have the most awkward, like, I feel like the first Doink goes under the apron. He's like, get the fuck out of here, Marv! You're missing your spot! Like that. They went down there so many times that it just didn't make sense. Then another fucking ref comes out. I know I said Bob Backlund was the or that match was the worst. This is by far the do not ever attempt to do again match ever in life. And this is coming from a guy who played Doink the Clown.
I'm trying to understand. I can understand Vince's appeal towards Crush. Like Joe said earlier, he's a big dude. Sort of a good look, I guess. But like, why
he does his best work in WCW, pal.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But which is not saying a lot. But why did we took like the third guy from Demolition.
Right.
And we propped him up for a solo run as the same character, but we put him in orange and yellow and purple.
You dressed him up like a Capri Sun.
Told him like, tan the shit out of yourself. We're going to call you Hawaiian. What?
I'm from Minnesota, pal.
It's going to work.
Like,
gotta work.
Come on, man. I remember when he first showed up. Again, I was a kid, so like I got fooled. It's like, yeah, cool. I like this guy. He had a cool theme song.
Right.
And you know, the compactor was a cool finish. But Nah, man, that doesn't stand at the test of time at all.
No, not at all. And so much so, like, I watched it and was like, how the fuck was it this the dark match?
Yeah, really.
Or, like, you know, honestly. Even beginning of the show, whatever. Fuck it. Whatever.
How did Vince McMahon not say this WrestleMania is 90 minutes long?
Yeah, right.
Like, that's how much star power we got at this time, like, baby.
Again, I hate all the Hogan stuff, but at least it makes sense. He's a huge star. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it's not even the huge star aspect of it. He's the only star. Like,
yes.
Shawn Michaels is a mid-card player at this time. Mm-hmm. Bret Hart is just coming from the mid-card. Like, yeah, we put the belt on him because we had nobody else.
Yep.
Because Warrior's gone. Fucking Mach isn't wrestling. We have DiBiase in a tag team who hasn't proven to be himself. We have Roddy Piper gone. This WrestleMania, if it did anything at all, it showed the abrupt halt of characters that we had the last eight. They are gone. Mm-hmm. Jake's gone.
Yep.
Everyone's gone.
Yep. 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 All right, Joe, your last one.
Oh, it's a thumbs down for sure. I mean, we already talked about it, but this is an official thumbs down. It's just Hogan as champ again. Ugh. But the crowd fucking loved it for some reason. But thumbs down. It's wrong. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Wrong. Thumbs down. I hated it.
So do you, okay, does anybody know how long Hogan's title reign was?
Not very. He loses at King of the Ring, loses back to Yoko. So at best, it's like 2 months. King of the Ring happened in June. So I assume this was April. So April, May, June. Yeah, like 2 months. And then he leaves the company after that.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, if there's one thing to come out of this is the last Hogan till 18.
Yes. Thank God.
And at least it's going to be the better Hogan coming back.
That's how I feel. Like, how fucking pathetic is that? Is that I'm looking forward to, and I don't know if that's a nostalgia play because that's where my era is, mm-hmm. or if it actually is, are they better matches?
Yeah, we'll see. Because, like, well, and I think the problem is we're actively watching Hulkamania die because seven was the last time. It was like, cool. Yeah, I get it. And then eight is like, oh, and then nine is like, oh, please don't. And then,
absolutely.
And then if you guys listen to Lay WCW Arrest, like, it's like, there you see it. Like, it's in its death throes there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like,
oh yeah.
It's like, oof, like you're watching something you loved die. So that will be interesting. But fellas, we've done it. We've shattered all sorts of records here. Final tab, 9 thumbs down.
Wow. Accurate.
Are you going to title this episode WrestleMania -9?
Probably. It feels like it should be. If not, that will be the description, because yikes. There were some things that, like, I did like Bret versus Yoko, even though my guy lost. The size difference, there's only going to be but so much Bret can do, but, like, I always love watching Bret work bigger dudes, because, like, at least he puts thought into it. So, like, I did like that match. I did like seeing Tatanka being like super over, but then you realize wrong guy won, like, or at least the wrong way.
That's what I was about to say. I liked that match the entire time. See, this is what's wrong with this show. The reffing, like I said, the officiating leaves such a bad taste in the mouth for each match that, like, matches that I found enjoyable. Like, I found HBK and Tatanka enjoyable, mm-hmm. but once the bad officiating and then the weird fucking ending call, I was out, because it just throws you from the good time that you're having.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the story going in, and I don't know if they even hit on this, Tatanka, he may not have been undefeated still, but he was on the up. He should have won there, because after that, he completely dies. He ends up in a heel faction with Yoko and, like, Cornette's little thing. So it's like, he becomes nothing after this. And it's like, well, man, what a bummer. You wasted, however much just to keep Shawn as Intercontinental Champion.
Right.
I was going to say kind of the same thing about the Steiners and the Head Shrinkers match. Like, overall, I enjoyed that tag match. I think it was probably the best match on the card, honestly. But there was something that happened, I don't remember what it was, with the same thing officiating, and I was like, okay, well, I'm fucking done.
Right. Right. It really does knock your sales out of you. Like, it does not do well for your matches to all have some kind of screwy fucking finish. Mm-hmm. Not one of those goddamn matches had a clean finish. And that is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and on top of that, all the stars, that the ones I named earlier, Junkyard Dog, fucking Coco Beware, none of these guys that were stars at the time are here. So like rebuilding a brand and then just already giving me, like, I know it's like nowadays we get this like one for one wins or whatever, but like, that's all it feels is like, no one's truly getting over in this show.
Yeah. And I mean, just to kind of put a hammer on your point, basically the returning stars, DiBiase, Hogan, mm-hmm. and Beefcake.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Mach on commentary.
And Mach on commentary. But like, you think about, Beefcake is included in that. And he's a guy that we've been saying since forever, please go away. Right. So, yeah. Well, so it lands up as a negative nine. I think this is the first time we've landed in the negative. But Zach, coming out of eight, you know, going into nine, we were kind of mid, you know, in the middle. What are your feelings of coming out of nine going into 10?
I honestly am shocked this shit is not canceled. Like, I am not even kidding you. Like, I'm a wrestling fan. And when watching this show, and the whole basis of this show was like to see, like, where did I lose my love and shit like that. Thank God I did not watch this show live, because my ass would just be watching the WMHC Masters. That's it.
Joe?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, man. I don't know. This was just an awful piece of shit. Yeah. And like, the negative nine totally matches up with how I feel about it. Yeah, like I said, going in, I was in the middle. I was like, okay. But after the fact, I'm like, ugh. What I'm looking forward to is to watch 10, because I do know, obviously, the ladder match happens there. And yeah, so I think that's going to be better, and I am excited for that.
So I'll say this, you know, because I can't add too much, because yes, I feel very gross coming out of nine. It does have me looking forward to 10 for a couple of different reasons. Number one, it's 10.
You're looking forward to it because you know it's coming.
Right.
But me looking at it from the eyes of like, this shit goes on is wild.
Yeah. But we're going to watch it together. So like, you know, knowing that is cool. But yes, like if we were watching this now and the next day they said, oh, by the way, WrestleMania's, we're never doing that again, I'd be like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, cool.
That makes sense, because that was a piece of shit.
So it's just funny till you look at nine. Like, I think four was our previous lowest. And like, comparatively, four looks like incredible. And that's insane.
Yeah, like, it is wild how far this dropped. I knew I was going to have a rough time with this show, but to actually walk out of it and not feel good, and the whole show has bad juju. Like, every single fucking backstage promo had a flub. Mr. Perfect wasn't so perfect. And like,
no, you got it all wrong.
That's a problem.
You got it all wrong, Zach. He just perfected being imperfect.
The Lexus is like, oh, I'm just going to go do it. No. No!
He perfected being imperfect, man. Come on.
Yeah. Give him a break. He was just showing all the regulars how to be perfectly shitty. Yes.
I would have loved if he would just been like, I just did too much coke. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. I'm whacked out of my skull.
You know what? I just took way too many lines in the back there. Forgive me.
So 10 coming soon. Make sure you guys are paying attention. You got big news, Zach.
Yes, I do. I banded together with some podcast friends. We started the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Every day, Monday through Thursday, we release like podcasts through Haunters Podcast, Mr. Wonderful Show, The Review at Rob's Show, Zach Speakeasy, and also on our YouTube, we release content like we've had, like I tried the bomb sauce, the hot wing sauce. I also did a Ghostbusters Ultimate Collection unboxing. I just got done doing a game stream where we gave away movie digital codes. Like, This thing is just putting out content all the time on YouTube, Thrill Me Podcast Network, on Facebook, Thrill Me Podcast Network. It's a good time. I'm sure down the line we'll probably band together with the Wrestle Pals and figure out some things to do. But check us out, please, because I'm trying to make this a thing.
And so Zach has the Thrill Me Podcast Network and Joe has Viagra. So Joe, tell us how that's going.
What? That was an off the air thing, bud.
Oh, sorry.
I said that in confidence.
Use promo code Hard Work Works.
But I do have an app, the Hard Work Works Fitness app. You can get fit $10 a month, easy day.
And you can get hard for 4 hours of them.
Hard work works, baby. Oh, God.
Emphasis on the hard. I love you guys so much.
I love you.
All right. So we are the hashtag Wrestle Pals. And of course, this is the idea moving forward. So like, you know, and I'll talk further to you guys off air. But listeners, we are going to try to do more stuff like this. So the current run we have going, the Road to WrestleMania and lay WCW to rest. I want to even probably like shorter runs like WWE. ECW, you mentioned last time.
Yeah,
call it WWECW. But you know, like maybe take a year and just do all the ones from a year of something. So there's ideas, but if there's something that you'd like to hear us give this treatment to, let us know, and we'll do that going forward. Subscribe, rate, comment. All that cool stuff. Would appreciate that. We're on thelegionisstupid.com. You can find us there. You can find all our content. Also, all the other pods I do are there too. You can join the Discord, all that stuff. That's cool. Would appreciate it. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin is a way that you can support the program monetarily. A dollar gets you in the door. Gets you all sorts of great content, audio, and maybe video. Yeah, I guess technically video. Yeah, we're doing video for Gear Freaks and Grease Pole now, so...
There you go.
Get it, boy.
As if I didn't have enough to do. So. But any whom, we appreciate you, and we will talk to you all soon. And with that, goddamn hashtag WrestlePals.